You're listening to The Smart Traveler. I'm your host, Camilla Arnold, and this is episode number 4. Today's episode is titled, Traveling Tips During Coronavirus Apocalypse. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Google.com. Google.com is a search engine of the interwebs. Did you know that the internet contains hundreds of sites? Well, Google.com knows them all and allows you to search for the right one. You no longer need to ask your friends, your teacher, your webmaster, or Jeeves. Just ask Google, and find what you've been looking for today. The stock market went sideways, countries closed their borders and deadly coronavirus swept across the planet. Doesn't it seem so funny now? For most people, however, the COVID-19 outbreak has mostly led to travel restrictions and a shift to work from home. The latter, as banal as it sounds, is actually not that simple, and most of these people do not have the luxury of working at home for more than a few days. Since no one knows exactly how long the quarantine will last, you should be prepared to stay at home for at least a few weeks. If you and your family are prepared, stay at home and stay at home, but be prepared to travel for a few days or even weeks. The coronavirus pandemic has forced many people to step up their preparedness for emergencies and learn how to become more independent. Preparing for pandemics is similar to preparing for a natural disaster such as a hurricane, an earthquake, or even a terrorist attack, but there are some key differences. Take a look at what you can do within your budget to prepare yourself and your family for a pandemic. The Department of Homeland Security recommends that families have at least $1,000 to $2,500 in emergency funds available for pandemics. Normally, 1 gallon of water per person per day is needed for drinking water and hygiene, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. During the COVID-19 pandemic, for example, food shortages became a sobering reality. Building a long-term food pantry means that you do not have to put yourself at risk of infection by going to the store, and that you are protected from food shortages, which could well occur in pandemics. CDC officials are preparing for the possibility that a new coronavirus is behind the next pandemic, but state and local health officials are responsible for that reality, according to a recent report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In the coming years, 40-70% of people around the world will be infected with the virus that caused COVID-1, and the average mortality rate of COVID-19 is currently around 2.3%. By comparison, seasonal flu in the U.S. has a mortality rate of 0.1%, but before people step in and say that flu kills many more people, remember that most people who die from flu have compromised immunity or are not vaccinated. A 2020 study published in the New England Journal of Medicine says that we do not yet know the exact number of pre-symptomatic people with COVID-19 symptoms, but the CDC estimates that up to 40% of pre-symptomatic people could pass the virus to others. COVID-19 symptoms can manifest as flu, such as fever, chills, headaches and muscle aches, nausea and vomiting. WHO and CDC recommend that you take simple steps to keep yourself and your family safe and healthy during an outbreak. The best way to obtain trustworthy and up-to-date information on the current outbreak is to report on the situation as it is published daily. We also have a MythsBuster page where we use scientific information to debunk ongoing myths and false reports about the virus. You can also get information about outbreaks in the United States from the CDC, as well as information about other outbreaks in other countries. According to the Harvard Business Review, current models suggest that a pandemic could sweep across the globe within days and take a few weeks to 3 months, according to a recent study. Assuming that in N years there will be periods of power failure, it usually takes 3 to 10 days to restore power, especially if most of the power lines in your neighborhood are down or have lots of old trees. I am sure anyone making extreme preparations would look at this constellation and worry, but I am just trying to make reasonable preparations for periods of isolation and inconvenience and not bury ammunition in the yard in anticipation of a general apocalypse. It is planned that I will leave on Saturday and stay in a RV park, but RV travel usually means getting gas and supplies from other public places. If you stop less frequently for food and toilet breaks, the campers may be in close contact with each other and you may have to stay overnight in RV parks. Learn how to protect yourself during transport and learn more about the 19 different transport modes of COVID. Learn how the coronavirus spreads from the local region to the desired location while traveling. Learn more about the different ways you can be protected when you use transport, and how you are protected by COVID and the 19. Different transport modes, camping at a time when large parts of the United States are experiencing the spread of COVID-19 can be a risk if you come into close contact with others and share public facilities such as toilets and picnic areas on campsites and trails. Traveling to relatives can be particularly dangerous if your loved ones are at risk of developing serious illness. If you or someone close to you is likely to become very ill from a local coronavirus outbreak in the U.S., the exposure is particularly unsafe unless you plan to travel to a remote region that does not have easy access to healthcare. Episode 4 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Camila Arnold. Adios.